protecting Main Street from Wall Street. It's Chris Hoffman with Money Unleashed.
We are back on Money Unleashed. Eric Johnson's here. I'm Steve Siddall. Eric is vice president of Hoffman Financial Group, an independent fiduciary advisor. You are an independent fiduciary firm. I mean, you guys are looking out for us. And, you know, there's no judgment. There's just an opportunity to sit down and get a grip on retirement. Yeah, so many of us don't.
It's a big deal. And, you know, what we do is inherently different from what most people are used to, because throughout your accumulation phase of your life, or your working years of your life, if you want to consider it that, you have been trained to save, accumulate, grow, save, accumulate, grow. And what a retirement planner does, very simply, is that you have to change your perspective. Like, intellectually, Steve, we know that when we retire, the paycheck stops, right?
Yes.
So then it's up to us to take our savings to replenish and make that. Not draw it down to zero. That's a dirty word in my world, drawing things down. But it's about taking your money and having it work properly for you. And yes, we are fiduciaries. We don't judge people. No one gets the same plan here with us. It's all a la carte, because if you think about it, so is going to the doctor, right? If you come into my office and say, Eric, my ankle hurts and it's really your elbow, I can't help you if you're a doctor. It's the same thing if you come in and say, hey, Eric, I got this 401k, but we've got some IRAs off to the side. Well, I can't help with those if I don't see them. So we make a la carte custom plans for people, and no one's got the same thing, right? And it's all designed to make sure that the wishes, wants, and needs of your family are taken care of.
Sure. And, you know, as we get into this, we're talking about asset allocation. What we're going to do is I'm going to throw some questions at you that a potential client could ask. We're talking asset allocation, and we're going to break that all down. So here's the question. How do you determine the right mix of stocks and bonds for a retiree?
So first of all, it depends on where you're at, right?
Okay.
And where you need to go. Okay, so theoretically, the older you get, in theory, the less risk you should have. Okay,
sure.
Well, why is that a theory? Well, because you have less innings ahead of you than you do behind you. And if you make a wrong mistake getting close to retirement, you might not have enough time to make up for any mistakes that you might make, right? So, but with that being said, you still have to be able to perform and get to certain benchmarks and certain numbers in order to achieve a successful retirement. So it really has to do with how much people have saved, where they're at, what their spending habits are. And then I could start figuring out, all right, well, if we're at $1 million, we need to get to 1.5 in order to generate enough income to give you a raise in retirement. What do we need to do to get there, right? Well, oftentimes what we're able to do is create a 60-40, 80-20, 70-30 portfolio that actually gives you good protection and yield and also decent growth as well, too. So everybody's a little bit different. I would say it's a case-to-case basis on how we do asset allocation. I will say this. I'm not a huge fan of having all our eggs in one basket, though. I will say this. Now, if you're in your 40s and you're all in stocks, well, yeah, you should be all in stocks because you got time to keep doing it. But when you start creeping into your 50s and your 60s, you know, I would argue that we do need to have a backboard or a nice solid defensive position put in place with some income generation so we could start preparing for getting ready for retirement, right? And oftentimes there's two phases of a plan. There's an initial growth plan where we get you to the certain level we need to get to, and then there's a income conversion or phase two of the plan where we take what we've accumulated and then convert it into stuff that spits income out at you every single month. So that's a great question. I would love to have a definitive answer, but the bottom line is everybody's a little bit different, and it just depends on what you need. You know, sometimes people come in and they're already at the number they need to be at, and then it's a simple income conversion.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes people come in and we need a little help. We need to hit the ball a little bit farther. So, you know, we have to grow it first, and then we convert to an income portfolio. But I would say 60-40 is the typical, you know, rule of thumb for most people. If we're talking just in broad terms, you know, 60-40 typically works quite well with the models that we use. And sometimes we bump it up to 70-30 if we need to get a little more aggressive. But yeah, I would say it's about what you're comfortable with and where we got to go.
Sure. And then, you know, you talk about as we get older, we should have less risk. How do you make those decisions, and how does that process work?
Great question. So we're a little bit different than the most advisory firms. We want to see our clients' eyeballs 3 to 4 times a year, right? You want to stay on top of your portfolio. And most people aren't used to that. If you're with a big box firm or if you're with a 401k, you get zero help. right? Unless you seek it out. But if you're with a big box firm, you might get the proverbial one phone call a year. You're doing great. Stay in your mutual funds. Pat on the head. Keep going. We don't like to do that. So I will say this. We are not day traders. So please don't call us at 3:59 on a Friday asking to buy marijuana stocks or Bitcoin. I'll allow you to do that on your own. That's fine. But we're long-term investors. I love Warren Buffett. He's my favorite advisor of all time. And I like to emulate all of his strategies for our clients on a smaller basis. And guess what? It works for a billionaire. It works for a millionaire. And it works for somebody with $500,000. So, when it comes to reallocating, I like the idea of every time I see somebody, especially in a bull market, we talk about their positions. We go over what's winning and what's losing. And it's my job to figure out, hey, if Tesla's down 20%, do we cut? Do we add to it? Do we hold? Has Elon got some stuff coming down the pike? I think he does. And it's our job to figure out, hey, how do we tweak this and maneuver it on a quarterly basis as needed? And we've got different types of portfolios that do that. We've got some that are automatically adjusting every quarter for our clients. And then we have some, for instance, brokerage accounts, which we need to tax harvest at the end of the year, where we do it a la carte. But we do it on an as-needed basis. We don't do it just for knee-jerk reactions, right? So, we like to let a nice new portfolio shake out for 3 to 6 months before we entertain the idea of moving anything around. But we do that at our quarterly meetings.
So what kinds of things do you invest for folks? In other words, what do you recommend? And do you have favorites? And are there strategies for individuals that differ from person to person?
The strategy has to work for the person I'm sitting in front of,
yes,
right?
Of course,
so
in
my world, everything's a widget. So for instance, I'm drinking a cup of coffee right now. If you told me that I could have less risk and more return by putting all my money in this cup of coffee, I would try to stick every dollar I could in this cup of coffee. So it really doesn't matter to me. But that's why when people come in for their portfolio x-ray, we usually have about an hour to hour and a half chat. And it's just for me to get to know them a little bit, figure out what their goals are, and then I can take the investment vehicles that we have. And we have all of them. We've got option strategies, hedged equity strategies, stock strategies, treasury note, fixed indexed annuities. We have bonds. I haven't proposed a bond in about 4 years, but we have them.
Okay.
We've got a lot of different ways that we can help people generate income in retirement, growth in retirement, and better safety than what bonds are providing right now.
Sure.
So I would tell you I don't have any favorites. It's just a matter of what arrows do I have in my quiver to help get the job done for the people sitting in front of me, if that makes any sense.
Sure it does. So if I'm sitting in front of you and you say, well, I really love tech stocks and I really love the tech sector, can we go heavy in that?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, we've got many different ways to kind of slice up the pie for the folks that come in here who want different types of growth. We've got master limited partnership portfolios, dividend portfolios, preferred stock portfolios, and a multitude of different growth portfolios based upon what you need.
404-341-6767 is the number. You can call folks, do that, and take advantage of that 401k x-ray or the Replace My Paycheck Challenge. We're talking about asset allocation and questions that you should ask an advisor if you find yourself sitting having the conversation. And then how do you protect a portfolio? I mean, nobody saw COVID, and then you've got inflation, and you've got all, but how do you keep your clients so calm? Because I know that they are.
Well, it's a good question. It's number one, me paying attention to what's going on in the world,
true,
right? Like, so when you retire, I mean, a green day can't be a good day and a red day be a bad day. I mean, unless you have a zeal for it and this is what you like to do, then knock yourself out. But I would say it's my job to keep up with the news. It's my job to keep up with the politics of things. It's my job to keep up with the global and country economics for you. And you guys go live your life, and we send you money and have fun. And I expect pictures of wherever you guys go. And I'm being real when I say that. So it's about me just and our team, and we all talk, right, about what we think's happening next. And if, for instance, if we see a black swan event like COVID, for instance, I got a lot of my clients out of the way of the train. And I tell them that. I'm like, listen, if we're standing on a train track and I see a light, I'm getting your butt off the track. Right. And I listen to a lot of K-10 calls, which are, the quarterly earnings reports. And, a lot of these CEOs will tip you off as to what they think are happening. This is nothing but an information game. And typically the CEOs of these huge companies, they get information faster than we do. And they say what is happening. But yeah, it's just about sector rotating, right? And
mm-hmm.
We have another button on our website on unleashyourmoney.com called sector rotation. What does that mean in English, Steve? Well, that means that if we think things are going to get dicey or hairy out there, we can rotate into more defensive vehicles for the time being, and lower our risk on the equity side of things. While still staying invested. I mean, you don't want to be all in cash unless something crazy is happening,
sure,
like China swiping Taiwan or something, or, you know, World War III. And yeah, you'd probably want to get out of the market, but you want to always leave a piece invested. But you get a little more heavy on the defensive side, and when things start looking, you know, better again, like it did the beginning of 2023, then you rotate back into the equity side of things, and it's just about making sure you got proper levels of each. And, you know, some people are like balls to the wall. Hey, keep it in there the whole time. Okay, well, we can do that. You know, maybe I recommend we don't, but they want to. Okay, well, it's your money. You know, we could do that too. But yeah, I come and give recommendations every quarter about sector rotating, about how we think things are going in the future. If we think we're at the beginning of a bull market, it's going to broaden out and the rest of the S&P 500 is going to follow all these huge tech stocks that went crazy last year, then yeah, you want to make sure that your defensive money maybe go down a little bit. And you want to add to your stocks. Well, let's say the stock market's going down. All right, well, let's trim some gains, right? Put them in our pocket, and let's keep those defensive while still making money and then lowering our risk on the other side. So it's just about a matter of us keeping up with our job and doing well by our clients by keeping up with the news and making sure we protect their portfolios. You'd be surprised, you know, when people are super happy with that, the referrals come in left and right because you have done a good job for people. And
yes,
that's how I measure myself. Like, for instance, we're getting tons of referrals this year, which is a complete compliment. And I don't expect them or ask for them too much, but when the referrals are coming in,
yeah,
that's telling me that I've done a good job for people, right? So it's just about your advisor doing the right things for you and not being afraid to make a move in order to protect your financial future.
That's right. And again, it's a phone call away to get things started. It's 404-341-6767. So asset allocation is really a way to help ensure growth within our portfolio.
100%.
Okay.
It's just about making sure that you're ahead of what's about to happen. I know it's tough to do. You know, I'm not Nostradamus. I don't have a crystal ball, but I was born at night. I wasn't born last night. So I've been doing this a real long time. I've been blessed to be raised in this world. I've had relatives, also do this for a living. So it's just about understanding the cycles of the market. And, you know, you're going to have times where it goes up and you're going to have times where it goes down. You just need to prepare for them and do the right maneuvers in each time. If that makes any sense.
Absolutely, it does, Eric. And right now, I'm just going to suggest you head on over to unleashyourmoney.com and click on one of the options there. Replace My Paycheck Challenge is one of my favorites because it does challenge. You get to challenge Eric to replace your paycheck.
I dare you to do it. Like, are you brave enough to press the replace your paycheck challenge? Because I can tell you this, more often than not, I wind up, and I love doing this, blowing people's minds with what they're able to do with the money that they have. Everyone comes in thinking they need like $10 million. It's not necessarily the case. So, you know, be proud of your money. See what you can do with it. And do give us a call, 404-341-6767 or unleashyourmoney.com. Mash that replace your paycheck challenge button and allow us to blow your mind.
I love that opportunity, folks. You should take advantage of it. I'll remind you the phone number one more time, 404-341-6767. We do need to take a break. We've got questions from listeners when we come back right after this.
Chris Hoffman is an investment advisor representative of Retirement Wealth Advisors Incorporated, an SEC registered investment advisor. Registered investment advisors and investment advisor representatives act as fiduciaries for all of our investment management clients. We have an obligation to act in the best interest of our clients and to make full disclosure of any conflicts of interest, if any exist. Please refer to our firm brochure, the ADV 2A, page 4, for additional information. The Hoffman Financial Group, Retirement Wealth Advisors Incorporated, and Cox Broadcasting Company are not affiliated. Any comments regarding safe and secure investments and guaranteed income streams refer only to fixed insurance products. They do not refer in any way to securities or investment advisory products. Fixed insurance and annuity product guarantees are subject to the claims paying ability of the issuing company and are not offered by BWA. Annuity guarantees rely solely on the financial strength and claims paying ability of the issuing insurance company. Bonus annuities may include higher surrender charges, longer surrender charge periods, lower caps, higher spreads, or other restrictions that are not included in similar annuities that do not offer a premium bonus feature. Read your contract for restrictions, limitations, or penalties. Insurance products including annuities are offered through Hoffman Financial Group, licensed in the state of Georgia. Exposure to ideas and financial vehicles discussed should not be considered investment advice or a recommendation to buy or sell any financial vehicle. This information should not be considered tax or legal advice. Individuals should consult with a professional specializing in the fields of tax, legal, accounting, or investments regarding the applicability of this information for their situation. Any client experiences discussed during the show are unique to that client. They are not meant to imply or suggest that you will experience the same results. Past performance is not a guarantee of future results. Investments will fluctuate and when redeemed may be worth more or less than when originally invested. Insurance licensed in Georgia 163546.